It depends on what it's for, but for infrastructure projects and for things targeted for science and education and things like that, we expect this is all going to start right away, you know, over the next few months. And there are already some places that claim they have projects that they've already started on the promise of the money. So the goal, obviously, with the stimulus package is to get it out there as soon as they can. And so I think we will start seeing this money out the door as soon as they can make that happen.
So one place where they can release it right away is to federal agencies and their building projects. Are we likely to see that happen immediately, or will that be some of the money that hangs back?
No, I think they're going to try to get that money out the door as soon as they can, and the District of Columbia, for instance, is going to see some of that money. You know, Maryland, Virginia, you know, places that will be able to see it right here in this region. I think they're going to try to get as much of that as they can. The states have been hungry for this money, and the governors have been among the most kind of vocal, if you will.
Desperate would be a good word.
Yes, vocally desperate to get the money. And so I think, you know, in terms of it going out the door, I think we're going to see it. I don't think it's going to be like the TARP money where, you know, they're kind of holding back and sort of seeing. I think whatever they can get out the door, they will. Now, of course, a big debate in this and a big partisan debate in this whole discussion was how much of this is really stimulative. How much of this are we going to see really stimulating the economy and helping the economy, and how much of this is really just kind of, you know, spending on other things? And I think that the proof will be in the pudding. We won't know, I don't think, the answer to that question until, you know, the year goes on. But if it doesn't, if the economy does not seem to be turning around 6 to 9 months from now after pumping this money into the economy, I think the Obama administration is going to have some problems.
Well, Jody, in many ways, this bill was historic, if only for the size of it and the urgency of it. And I want to get a sense from you, what is the mood of Congress like? I mean, I'll make a parallel. When they declared war in 1919, Congress whooped it up with cheers for President Wilson. When they declared war in 1941, it was much more sober and kind of low-key. What is Congress like? Was this a hurrah, we did this, we're going to do this, or are they a little bit more, is there some trepidation about what they've unleashed?
Well, I think it depends what side of the aisle you sit on. The Democrats are both relieved that they got this through because it turned out to be a tougher fight than they had anticipated, and, you know, happy. This is a big package. They had wanted to give this to the president, and so I think the Democrats are sort of like, okay, that's done. We're glad. You know, they view it as a win. The White House clearly views this as a win. I mean, obviously, it's a sober mood in the country, and they're not popping champagne, I don't think, but they have had really good approval ratings, you know, so far. President Obama got a 62% job approval rating in polls, these Gallup's daily tracker polls, which averages the results of surveys taken over a few days. They were between February 13th and 16th, 62%. So that's very good. And he's doing well outside the Beltway. The Republicans, though, think they have scored some political points here. And they believe that by hanging tough and hanging together, for the most part, except obviously for a few centrists in the Senate that, you know, allowed this to pass, but by hanging tough and having no votes, not the first time when it went through the House or the second time on the conference report, any Republican votes for this, they believe they have sent a strong message and that they are carving themselves out as the party against wasteful spending. And that's a theme we will continue to hear throughout this year and throughout this Congress.
All right. So the Republicans are promising to point out every snafu that comes as a result of the stimulus package. Are they just going to be seen as the skunks at the garden party?
Remains to be seen. I think they got a lot of political mileage out of trying to do this wasteful spending thing. You know, I mean, some people call it pork, and of course, you know, as we've said lots of times on your show before, one person's pork or earmark is another person's constituent service. I think they may have, you know, they may have gone a bit far on the kind of pork thing, but it does resonate with a lot of the public. A lot of the public, when you can pull out one of these, you know, money for the resodding on the mall and the you know, the whole condoms thing and all that, people go, oh my God, that's ridiculous, especially when I'm hurting. And that's what they've been trying to do, really, to be a sort of, and also sort of acting as though they are the watchdogs. You know, they're saying, okay, the Democrats, you know, who control both chambers and the White House are up there spending, and they don't have a plan, and a lot of it's wasteful, and, you know, you got to turn to the Republicans for some common sense. That is the theme they are trying to hit home. And I think they did so with some success. Now, as you say, if the economy starts turning around, and this package does what it's supposed to do, they may have some reckoning. But at this point, they thought it was more politically expedient for them to take the kind of, you know, almost watchdog kind of approach.
And we're talking to Jody Schneider of Congressional Quarterly. And now the next thing on the plate is the actual appropriations for a number of the civil departments. Non-DOD departments. What's the outlook there? What's going to happen next, and how soon can we see this debate begin?
Yeah, I think this debate is going to begin, you know, pretty quickly here. They have to, you know, they sort of have to move ahead with how do you fund the agencies. And I think some of the Democratic priorities that we saw in the stimulus bill are what we're going to see again in the omnibus, in the appropriations process. They're going to be looking at more money for spending. They're going to be looking at more money for science. They're going to be looking at this green technology, you know, wherever they can. But the Republicans, again, I think are going to try to be the, you know, particularly on earmarks, I think they're going to, again, try to play this sort of almost a watchdog kind of role of pointing out, well, hold on, that might seem like it's, you know, green energy, but what it really is a project for, you know, Congressman X. And so I think we're going to, in some ways, the stimulus debate is a precursor to the debate we're going to see on the appropriations bill.